My name is Riley Thomas. I'm 14 years old, and today is December 1st. I will be speaking with Penny Thomas, who is my mother, and we are recording this in Kansas City, Missouri. Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
Well, I have a lot of people that really have made a positive impact on me, but one of the most important people would be my sister, Terry. She is 13 years older than me, so I really only lived with her until she turned 18, so till about the age of 5. But after that, she was more like a big sister, but almost like a mother figure. She always took great care of me and my little brother, super fun to be around, very kind, very generous. I was a flower girl in her wedding. When she had her kids, it was great being their aunt, getting to babysit them and take care of them. So just I really admired her, and she was a very positive role model in my life. Is that terrible?
Okay, who do you think has been the kindest to you throughout your life, and why do you feel they've been the kindest person?
Well, one of the kindest people to me growing up was my mamaw. She was my dad's mom. Loved getting to go spend the weekend at her house. We'd have so much fun playing out in the backyard and her tire swings and picking up pecans in her backyard. And she made the best root beer floats. Just all of her dinners were great. But she was just very sweet, never got upset with me, just very sweet grandma.
Yeah, I never met her, but yeah, she seems very nice. Next, so how do you want other people to remember you as a person?
Well, I hope to be remembered as someone that was generous and hardworking. Cared more about others than themselves, really. Just someone that gives back and works hard to make a difference in the community.
What is your personal favorite holiday to spend with your family?
Well, I love them all, but if I had to pick a favorite, it would definitely be Christmas. I really like the traditions that our family have made here while living in Kansas City. Going to church on Christmas Eve, going out to eat, baking cookies when we get home, getting to bed and waking up Christmas morning, and with the music and gifts and hanging out, watching Christmas Vacation and all that good stuff that we do.
Yes.
And then I like leaving the day after Christmas to drive to Texas so that we get to see all of our family and friends in Texas and spend New Year's with our best buddies.
Yeah, that's always fun. Okay, so did you enjoy going to school or not?
Well, of course I loved it. Ever since I was in kindergarten, probably, I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I loved all of my teachers, and learning in school was just exciting for me, so I knew it was something that I wanted to do. So it's kind of how it shaped me to who I am now.
Just like me. Can you recall a teacher who highly impacted your life growing up? Or like who still is a role model to you?
Well, to be honest with you, I can actually name all of my teachers from kindergarten all the way through my senior year in high school and probably a good chunk of my college teachers. But yes, I am still good friends today with a lot of them. I usually talk about a couple of my elementary school teachers when this kind of question comes up, but I think I am going to pick one of my teachers in high school. That would have been Miss Kathy Sneed. She was my junior ELA teacher. And I just remember her class being so enjoyable. We got to do some really cool projects. My friends and I would get together and do video
presentations on books that we read, and just got to be creative and have a good time. And she was the most bubbly and positive, fun teacher that I had in high school.
If you could, would you go back to your teenage years and relive them? And if so, why is that? And if not, why wouldn't you?
Well, I definitely had some great teenage years. I loved high school and college. But I would say I would not go back and relive them because I feel like there wasn't anything I really missed out on. And there really wasn't too much that I would change. I feel like I learned from any mistakes that I made, and I think that everything that happened happened for a reason. But overall, I had a great time. I love looking at old photos or pulling out yearbooks and having those memories flood back in now. So that's the only thing I would want to kind of go back to, is have some of those memories to rehash.
Yeah. How did you find your way to your current career?
Well, currently I am working as a substitute teacher so that I get to do something that I love, but I also have time to be home with my family, which I also love. So it's the best of both worlds. But like I mentioned earlier, I loved all of my teachers. I loved learning in school. Felt like I had a gift for working with kids. So I'm glad I went the route that I did and was an elementary school teacher. And now getting to be a substitute, I get to substitute for anywhere from kindergarten all the way up to high school. And with that, everything is a new experience or a challenge, and it's exciting. But I also love being a parent and being able to be available for my kids, and for other people's kids when I know that they're not able to make the parties or different things that we have going on during the school day.
So going off of that, what lesson has working in the field of education taught you?
Well, it definitely teaches you to have patience. that all kids learn at different speeds, and all kids learn in different ways. So it challenges you to find what way's going to work and what method you need to use, and creative discipline approaches and things like that to manage a classroom. So it's it definitely requires a lot of patience.
Yep, I bet. So when you were growing up, what role did your religion play in your life?
Well, my mom grew up going to Catholic schools, and my dad grew up Southern Baptist. So through my family, with them having different beliefs in schooling and religion, I basically had some freedom to explore a lot of different religion through going to church with a bunch of different friends. So I attended all different denominations and got to see lots of different churches through my friends and going to vacation Bible school in the summer and things like that. So it really helped me to see, to form my own opinion of what I wanted to do, instead of just following what my family did. So,
yeah. Well, Mom, thank you for letting me interview you and for telling me more about you.
I enjoyed it. Thanks, Riley.